Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's David Walsh. GM has announced a new partnership with Hyundai as the two team up to develop new cars. So, David, what is it that we know about their plans?
At the moment, it's all very vague. So they're going to work together for vehicle development. That could be internal combustion vehicles. It could be electric vehicles, maybe even hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. Working together in global markets to make new vehicles, sharing purchasing of battery minerals, basics like steel. Basically, they're just going to find some projects, whether it be individual vehicles or maybe select markets around the globe, and work together to try to share technology and share costs.
Why Hyundai?
It's a tough world out there.
I was going to say, why Hyundai, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, across the globe, Hyundai has been gaining market share. They have in the U.S. They're pretty strong in Europe. They're strong in Southeast Asia. They're just increasingly winning over buyers. The only place they're not doing well is China, and they've got some sort of specific political issues between China and the South Korean government that hurt them there. But they're doing well everywhere else. And they have very good electric vehicle technology. Korea is a center for electric vehicle battery technology as well. GM already works with LG, a Korean battery company. So and GM has an operation in Korea where they export a lot of vehicles. So there are some kind of natural synergies here with Hyundai. But I think GM may see some good expertise in small vehicles that would help GM around the globe. I mean, let's face it, GM and Ford are really companies that make large pickup trucks, large SUVs, and make a lot of money on them, but they're not as competitive with the smaller stuff. And so you get a partner like Hyundai, and you might be able to get some vehicle technology that helps you in some other markets.
What happened to GM's deal partnership with Honda?
They still have that, although the work between the two companies has sort of been scaling back. So they do work with Honda on fuel cell vehicles, and they do they kind of jointly do some things with GM's Cruise autonomous vehicle business, where they canceled a big agreement. They were going to work together on small electric vehicles, and that deal has gone by the wayside, probably because companies are worried about how much EV demand is really out there going forward. And I think GM might have been looking at a partner to help them develop small EVs. And Hyundai is a pretty good one. They haven't said that. That's just kind of me reading some tea leaves and putting two and two together. I think that, in a way, this might be replacing that Honda partnership that kind of never really was. They talked about it, agreed to it, and then it never really happened.
I think the EV battery angle is really interesting. GM in talks to buy EV batteries made in the U.S. by a Japanese company but using Chinese technology. That's awful global.
It is. Look, the lithium iron phosphate batteries that are they're lower cost. They don't have quite the range of the lithium ion batteries, but it's getting better. It's what the Chinese are very good at, and everybody wants to use their technology. The problem is we have political issues with the Chinese government, and if you want the tax credits from the Inflation Reduction Act that give you $7,500 to buy an EV and give us or $7,500 to buy an EV to the consumer and thousands of dollars for every EV built, they have to use materials made by friendly countries and be built in the U.S. And you can't do that with the Chinese. So what GM's doing here is they're going to license Chinese battery technology, and they're going to have it built in a plant in the U.S. by a Japanese partner. So that settles a lot of the issues that would keep GM from being able to use this better Chinese battery technology, because you're building it here. It's a partner from a friendly country, all of that kind of thing. And it's a way to get cheaper batteries for EVs, lower the price of them, and get more people to buy them.
That's Bloomberg's David Walsh. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays right here on KCBS at 12:30. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays coming at you at 8 a.m.